This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Netflix stock will begin the day about 14% better than it did yesterday. That's because the company just won the exclusive rights to show Disney movies about 8 months after they hit theaters. Our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, joins us now from Los Angeles with the details. Good morning.
Hey, Jeremy.
So, Bob, why is this move so important for Netflix?
Well, you know, Netflix has clearly had a strategy for some time now of moving beyond its identity as a movie rental service and becoming an actual content provider. I've been in contact this morning with several analysts who say this is a big deal because Disney is Hollywood's heaviest hitter yet to make this kind of arrangement with Netflix. Steve Frankel at Doherty Markets tells me the key here is it gives Netflix all-important first-run movies. That now puts Netflix on the same playing field as the big movie channels on cable. Already Netflix had announced it's going to be offering a couple of its own original series, so you could think of Netflix as another HBO or Showtime, only delivered over the internet. And that's exactly where the service has been trying to position itself in the minds of customers. Another key effect of this, it sets Netflix apart from its wannabe video streaming rivals like Hulu and Amazon Instant Video.
And what does it tell us about the health of Netflix? Because, of course, I remember just a little more than a year ago, Netflix pushed through that pricing change that triggered a big customer revolt. And a lot of industry watchers were questioning the company's future. Of course, the stock price has reflected that. It was down quite significantly.
A lot of customers didn't like it when Netflix separated its streaming service from its DVD rental business. I talked about that with analyst Daniel Ernst this morning. He follows Netflix at Hudson Square Research. And he says the company has come a long way from the big shock at the end of last year when 800,000 subscribers bolted.
They moved pretty quickly to fix that. They recognized it. In the next quarter, they added 600,000. The quarter after that, they added 1.7 million. So yeah, absolutely. I think the numbers show that they have quickly redeemed themselves. Certainly not in the eyes of Wall Street, but you know, subscribers have been coming back.
And Ernst says the deal will help attract even more subscribers, which will bring in more money to buy more programming.
Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon in Los Angeles for us. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.